From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, January 11th. Coming up, January is often a time when people get the post-holiday blues. The continuing COVID-19 pandemic is making them worse for many people. We'll have more on that story in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A judge in Cook County Juvenile Court has found Illinois Department of Children and Family Services Director Mark Smith in contempt for delays in placing two children in new homes. DCFS faces fines of up to $2,000 a day unless the children are placed, as the court says they should have been months ago. There are hundreds of similar cases. Cook County Public Guardian Charles Goldbert says DCFS is moving too slowly to help a lot of kids, and judges are tired of it.
Hopefully, this extraordinary measure of contempt of court findings coupled with substantial sanctions will finally be the prod that it takes to get DCFS to start expanding its placement capacity for these children.
In a statement, DCFS says there's been increased demand for their services, and they're working to address a lack of resources and facilities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's new quarantine recommendations make sense, according to a University of Illinois virologist. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
The CDC has halved the number of days it recommends those sick with COVID-19 isolate, to 5 days, with some exceptions. The state of Illinois has now adopted this change too, including in school settings. Deepak Shukla researches how viruses invade human cells at the UIC College of Medicine. Shukla said on the 21st talk show that he agrees with the CDC's recommendation.
I think for most individuals who are healthy, 5 days are when they are going to be able to give it to other people. And after 5 days, if they're masked and if they are in an environment that has good ventilation, I think they're not infectious to others.
The American Medical Association has criticized the CDC's new guidance as potentially dangerous. The National Voice for Doctors recommends those sick with COVID-19 test negative for the virus before they emerge from isolation. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
A recent Illinois law requires public universities and community colleges to provide free menstrual hygiene products like tampons and pads. The law went into effect last August. The products must be available in public bathrooms and buildings used for instruction or administrative purposes. That means pretty much everywhere but dorms. Tammy Pulak is Northern Illinois University's Buildings Services Superintendent. She says they had many dispensers already, but not many of them were free.
We have hundreds of them in the dispensers that have typically in the past always been coin operated. I believe it was like a quarter.
She says they're about 75% through converting them to free. The law does not specify what sorts of bathrooms. Pulak says the school started focusing on women's and all gender restrooms and is open to making them available in all bathrooms. Public health officials reported another death from COVID-19 yesterday, a man in his 80s. The countywide death toll in Champaign County is now 236. Officials reported nearly 900 new cases yesterday, and the number of active cases hit a new pandemic high at nearly 7,100. Carle Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 152 people hospitalized with COVID-19, up by nearly 20 from Friday, but down slightly from a week ago. 17 of those patients are in the ICU. For the latest information on where to get COVID testing and vaccinations in Champaign, Macon, and Vermilion counties, go to illinoisnewsroom.org. Still to come, we'll hear how you can fight the post-holiday blues, which could be worse than usual because of the ongoing pandemic. We'll get that story from Eric Stock coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. January is a time when many people struggle with the post-holiday blues, and the COVID-19 pandemic has compounded that depression and anxiety for many. Joan Hartman is Vice President of Strategy and Public Policy at Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington. She tells Eric Stock that psychologists are in high demand as people try to get through another difficult winter.
We continually have phone calls that from people who are suffering from depression and anxiety related to this time of year, for the holidays, post-holidays. Some of it is, you know, just that kind of winter blues also. So our phones are very busy. Our staff is busy.
And to what extent has COVID and its seemingly never-ending nature made this worse?
It has significantly increased the number of people who are just struggling with anxiety and depression over the last 3 years. And I think, too, the other impact it's had is just that feeling of hopelessness, that it's like, is this ever going to improve? Am I ever going to feel better? And so I think that's the biggest piece, and people still feeling isolated and unsupported.
COVID impacts people in many different ways, and isolation is one part of it. You have people who are perhaps going back to work, but they're working from home, which they thought they were done with. Maybe their children are remote learning, and they've had to relearn that again. Are there common factors that are contributing to people's sense of distress?
I think all of those things that you just mentioned. You know, I think that people have this anxiety around COVID in relation to not only them getting it, but also in just having the impact it has on our lives in terms of being able to socialize and to be able to send our kids to school. And, you know, now there's talk that potentially some schools may go back to distance learning. And because of the new strain. And it just is one of those continual stressors that we all have on us.
How much is this distress a product of shorter days, longer nights, the seasonal affective disorder?
I think that has an impact too. I think, you know, when you roll all of that together, it's the, you know, the impact of COVID, the time of, you know, just the seasonal affective plus the letdown after the holidays, the stress involved with holidays, both financially, emotionally. People, I think, a lot of people are emotionally exhausted, and they're struggling with anxiety and depression and really, you know, looking at it this year compared to other years. And I think it's important for people to be able to flush that out a little bit in their own lives and be able to look at it and say, okay, is this something I go through every winter? And is it worse this winter? Or is it something that I go through only during the holidays? And there are different ways of handling each one of those.
A lot of us may start the year in a funk, and it may just take some time to snap out of it. But at what point is it more serious than that, and it needs to be addressed?
I agree with you. I think a lot of people have this kind of funk afterwards. And the key to that is whether or not you're at the point where, yes, you feel a little bit down about it, or even a lot down about it, but you're still able to go on with your daily functions. You can work, you can, you know, interact with other people. Or is it constant? Is it intermittent? Like you have good days and bad days? And that's kind of more on the mild side that people could look at and go, okay, I just need to kind of just weather this out for a couple of weeks and I know I'll start feeling better. I think when it starts to be at the point where it's more constant, it's longer term, you're not coming out of it, or it started before the holidays, and it's just progressed and gotten worse, really go to your doctor.
That's Joan Hartman with Chestnut Health Systems in Bloomington. She spoke with Eric Stock. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and warmer today with a high of 35 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Emily Hayes, Peter Medlin, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.